Hi there, it is week 17 and I am here to inspire you. I don't know if I always inspire you, but I am definitely here to give you some food for thought. Do you know that every single time I had a really, really big prayer, and I mean like a big prayer, like something like I was just soulfully praying and connecting with God, spirit, higher power, or whatever you feel comfortable calling our higher power, I truly feel that that prayer was answered in a timely manner. Let me tell you why I'm talking about prayers, because you often hear people say, I'm praying for you, or did you pray over it, or have you prayed about it? And I think a lot of people don't really know exactly what that means. What does it mean to pray? What does it mean to pray for someone else? And what does it mean to pray for ourselves? And you can go your whole life and never know that feeling until suddenly you see a train coming for you, or your life is flashing before your eyes. You pray. The first thing that comes over you is, please God, please Spirit, please whoever. You're in this desperation, and we say exactly what it is that we need in that moment. I will tell you that there was a moment back when my kids were small and my first husband had been kicked out. He was drunk and drugs and alcohol, and he had gotten on a bus and he had gone back to Alberta, and I was living on Vancouver Island at the time. And this was a time in my life where I knew that, you know, he was gone. Like, he couldn't just show up tomorrow. It wasn't like, you know, maybe we're going to be broken up for a couple days. This was it. This was like truly, truly over. And I remember sitting in the kitchen and I was just frustrated with men, frustrated with life, frustrated with being a single mom, frustrated with everything I was going through. And it was almost Christmas time and I was going to be single and I was going to have to do it alone with my kids. And I was praying. And I was in the depths of my gut, I was praying. And I mean, please God, send me someone to love me. Send me someone that's kind. Send me. And I remember this prayer because I remember that I could feel tingling all over my whole body. It was like maybe one of the few times in my young 20s that I have ever really soulfully prayed. You know, within 10 days, I met a wonderful man who I married. He was an American in the United States Air Force, and he is a wonderful man, and to this day, he's a wonderful man. He wasn't my wonderful man because I wasn't healed yet. So he had to go through a lot of stuff from me, but I wasn't in a place of healing. I didn't even know a snippet of what I needed at that time. But that didn't mean that God didn't answer the prayer. It meant that I wasn't praying the right thing. I was praying for a man to bring me love and to fulfill me. I wasn't praying for God to help fulfill me and to heal me. I was praying for someone else to come to me to do it. Well, that's not possible. There's another time in my life where I prayed for friends. I wanted friendship. I always found friends so difficult throughout my life. You know, my mom didn't have a lot of friends. My grandma didn't have a lot of friends. My great-grandma didn't have a lot of friends. And I remember my mom saying to me, Carmel, you've never had a lot of friends because people always end up being jealous of you because you're so much a person that just really focuses on what their goals and their dreams are. And a lot of other people aren't like that. So they'll end up getting jealous of you. So that's why you don't have a lot of friends. But I was at a place in my life where I felt like I was lonely and I just needed friends. And I soulfully prayed for them. And I mean, I prayed for them. I got down on my knees and I put my hands together and I cried and I told God, I'm lonely and I need someone to come into my life to bring me friendship. And I prayed for them. And friends showed up. They weren't good friends, but they were friends. And here's the thing, I didn't pray for, please God, send me true, honest, wonderful friends. I just said, give me friends. They were friends to go shopping with. They were friends to hang out with. They were friends to take advantage of me with. They were just friends. So I guess what I'm saying to you is, if you're soulfully manifesting, soulfully praying, soulfully, and when I say soulfully, I mean with meaning, I mean with depth, I mean with feeling and with everything you have in you, whether that be manifesting, whether that be praying, that whatever you want to call it, you truly, truly, truly have to make sure that what you're asking is not only what you need, not only what you want, but not only what is clear for your life. Now, I pray soulfully often, and I am very clear about what that need or want or prayer is, and why and how it will fit into my life. I don't expect God, Spirit, higher power, to have all the answers. I'm asking for the request and the prayer to help guide me so that I myself can receive that vision and those answers. I hope that makes sense. I was just thinking about praying today and what it means and what it looks like and how it feels and how prayers do come true. But you always have to be careful what you're praying and what you're wishing for, and that it aligns with the truth of what you need and where you are. Have a great day, and I look forward to connecting with you soon.